Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to do something that instantly levels up your drums. Breakbeat surgery, then resampling. The whole idea is simple. A raw break has attitude, swing, and little human imperfections that feel alive. But modern DNB also wants punch, control, and consistency. So we're going to surgically edit the break, layer modern kick and snare underneath, print the result to Audito, and then do a second round of editing on the resample. That commit, print, re-edit loop is where signature drums happen. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum section built from a 2-bar main groove, plus a crushed variation for fills, with a clean drum bus chain using stock Ableton devices. Let's set up the session first. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great default in the 170 to 176 pocket. Now create 4 tracks. First, an audio track called Break RAW. That's where your original breakbeat lives. Second, a MIDI track that will become your sliced drum rack, called Break Slice. Third, an Audito track called Resample Print. This is where we record our processed drum bus. And optionally, a drum bus group track if you like to keep things clean. You can also just group later. Quick workflow tip, color code these. It sounds silly, but it keeps you fast when the project gets dense. Raw in gray, slices in blue, resample in orange, bus in red. You'll thank yourself later. Step 1. Choose and warp the break properly. Drag your breakbeat audio file onto Break RAW. In clip view, enable warp. Now, warp mode matters. For DNB breaks, start with beats warp mode. It's transient friendly and it keeps the attack of the drums intact. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 60. If you push envelope higher, the break gets tighter and shorter, less tail. If you set it lower, you keep more natural decay, but it can get messy at 174. We'll start around 50 as a middle ground. Here's a big coach note moment. Pick your surgical grid before you start fixing everything. Ask yourself, do you want this break to feel straight, slightly swung, or a little draggy? Turn on the metronome, loop 2 bars, and only correct the snare back beats first. Get beat 2 and beat 4 sitting right. If those are locked, you can let the hats and ghosts be human. That's how you keep vibe without getting sloppy. So, find the true downbeat of the break. Right-click exactly where bar 1 beat 1 should be, and choose warp from here, straight. Then find a clean loop length, usually 1 or 2 bars. For DNB, 2 bars is a sweet spot because it gives you enough variation to feel alive. Set your loop braces to exactly 2 bars. If the start marker is off, you set 1.1.1 here at the proper downbeat. Now, resist the temptation to overwarp. If you put warp markers on every transient, you'll kill the feel. Only nudge what actually needs correction, and mainly focus on the backbeat. Your goal: the break loops seamlessly at 174, transients are aligned enough to slice cleanly, but the groove still breathes. Step 2. Slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Set Slice by to Transient. Create one slice per transient and choose the built-in slicing preset, or empty if you want total control. Built-in is fine for now. Ableton will create a drum rack with each transient mapped to a pad. This is where the surgery becomes fun, because now you can edit the break like a kit. Immediate cleanup, high impact. Click through a few pads and identify the obvious rolls, kicks, snares, hats, little ghost notes, maybe some room noise. Rename a few keypads. Kick, snare, ghost, hat. You don't need to label everything, but label the stuff you'll touch constantly. Now listen for clicks. If a slice starts abruptly, open simpler on that pad and add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. If it's still clicky, nudge the start point slightly forward. And here's another pro cleanup move for tops. Slice length management to avoid hat smear. On hat or ride slices inside simpler, set voices to 1. That prevents overlapping tails turning into a wash. If you want really tight hats, try gate mode. If you want natural decay, keep one shot, but shorten length or use a tiny release instead of EQing the life out of it. Step 3. Rebuild the groove with intent, not random chopping. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on break slice. Start with the DNB backbone. Put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Always, that's home base. Then pull in ghost notes and hat slices from the break to create the roll. A fast method, when you slice a break, Ableton often generates a MIDI clip that represents the original rhythm. If you've got that, copy it and edit it, instead of drawing from scratch. Now do feel surgery. Delete weak or washed hits. Keep groove critical ghosts. And here's the important part. When you micro nudge timing, Do it in clusters, not single hits. If you move one ghost note by itself, you can break the gesture. Try moving a pair, like the leaden ghost plus the hat next to it, together. Timing rule of thumb. Plus or minus 3 to 8 milliseconds is polish. Plus or minus 10 to 20 milliseconds is a noticeable groove change. Use the smaller range first. If you want extra control over feel, use the groove pool. Pick a light swing groove and apply it subtly. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity around 5 to 15%. The goal is roll, not flammy chaos. Step 4. Layer a modern kick and snare while keeping the break's character. Create a new drum rack track called kick/snare layers. Pick a punchy kick one shot that's short and sub-controlled, and pick a snare with a crisp transient, some body around 200 Hz, and crack somewhere in the 2 to 6K range. Program a simple DNB backbone, kick on one, and then add one syncopated kick depending on style. Keep it simple at first. Snare on 2 and 4. Now we glue the layers to the break with EQ separation, so they don't fight. On the break slices track, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 50 Hz to remove rumble. If your layered kick is providing the real weight, dip around 80 to 120 Hz in the break a little, so the kick owns that space. If the snare slices from the break feel boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz a couple dB, but don't kill the break's high-end movement. That top motion is the vibe. Quick phase sanity check, because this is a common "why is my kick suddenly weak" moment. If you layer a kick and it loses chest, it's often phase. Put a utility on one kick layer and try inverting polarity. Pick the setting that gives more focused low end. Then, if needed, fine-tune with tiny track delay adjustments or by nudging sample start in simpler. Step 5. Build a drum bus chain that hits hard but stays controlled. Group break slice and kick/snare layers together. Name the group drum bus. Now add a stuck chain in this order. First, EQ 8. High pass gently at 25 to 30 Hz, just to clean sub-rumble. If the top gets harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10K, but only if it actually hurts. Next, drum bus. This is one of the quickest ways to get record-like density. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10, because it can get fizzy fast. Boom at 0 to 20% around 50 to 60 Hz only if it genuinely helps. And for DNB, transients are your friend. Push transients plus 5 to plus 20 for snap before you go crazy with saturation. Then glue compressor. Keep it subtle. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're seeing 6 to 10 dB, you're probably smearing your transients and losing that DNB snap. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you get density without turning everything into fuzz. Finally, a limiter is safety. Catch peaks, don't smash. Your target sound, more punch, more cohesion, more density, but the transients still feel sharp. Optional but powerful, set up a parallel destroy channel inside the drum group. Create a return inside the group, put saturator in analog clip with drive 6 to 12 dB, then maybe a tiny bit of redux, then a EQ8 to shape, then a compressor. Blend it low, like 5 to 20%. This gives you grit without losing the main punch. Step 6. Resample your drums. Print the magic. Create or use the audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to audio from your drum bus group. Arm Resample Print. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the drums. Tweak the bus slightly. Mute a hat slice for a bar. Maybe switch between two MIDI clips if you made an A and B groove. This is a big mindset shift. You're printing a performance, not just exporting a loop. Once recorded, you've got a drum print that already sounds like a record. Step 7. Second surgery. This is where it turns pro. On the resampled audio, find the cleanest tube bar section. Select it and consolidate with Command or Control J. That becomes your main loop. Duplicate it out and build a phrase. 8 bars of A, 8 bars of B is a classic call and response structure. Now create variations fast, directly on audio. Try reversing a tiny snare or hat tail right before a transition. Not the whole hit, just a little tail or a small chunk to create that sucking into the next bar feeling. Add stutters at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Split with Command or Control E. Grab a 1/8 or 1/16 piece, duplicate it a couple times, and add tiny fade so you don't click. Do a pull-up moment, silence the last beat before a drop, or filter it and leave just the tops. Less can hit harder than more. And if you want a subtle time feel trick, the mid-bar break. Grab a quarter bar chunk near the end of the phrase, often the last quarter before beat 4. Move it slightly late by a few milliseconds and add a tiny fade. It creates a pull without sounding like a glitch edit. If you need to tighten the resample, warp it lightly. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, envelope around 30 to 50. Only add warp markers where you actually hear flams. Don't gridlock everything. Step 8. Arrange it into a rolling DNB arc. Here's a reliable 32-bar drum energy plan you can steal. Bars 1 to 8. Intro groove. Break only, maybe with a high pass filter so it's lighter. No heavy kick layers yet. Bars 9 to 16. Main groove A. Bring in the kick and snare layers. Full bus chain engaged. Bars 17 to 24. Groove B. Swap to your resampled variation. Maybe add an extra ghost kick, a snare drag, or a little call and response texture hit. Bars 25 to 32. Fill and impact. Put your best one bar fill at bar 32, and then after that, drop back to your cleanest two-bar loop. That contrast feels huge. Two automations that basically always work. An auto-filter high-pass sweep down into the drop on the break elements, and a reverb throw on one snare hit only, using a return track, so you get space without washing your whole drum bus. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid.